And welcome, everybody, to episode, I don't know what episode this is. It's in the 400s. Look it up, guys.
Is that Death Metal Power Rangers theme?
No, that's Metallica, Creeping Death, man.
I figured it was Metallica. But.
My favorite song of all time. I went to the Metallica concert, so I'll be doing a review of that concert, a little different for the show, but I'll be talking about that later.
If things work out, I might be doing a review of the Zelda Symphony of the Goddess review in November.
Okay, cool. Along with me is, of course, my, I don't want to say lovely co-host, because none of you are lovely. You're not lovely, man. That's like what you say
to a wig, then you'll be
to
lovely.
Hot chick.
Aww, that's prettier than you, little troll.
The voices that you
words
heard.
Hurt, Frank.
The voices that you heard were Eric RPG. What's up, Eric? Eric the Great, as we call him. Breakman the Bold. And I want to say Furry won himself today because Furry Freak is in chat. But I'll just say everybody's real name.
I'm about as far away from being a furry as it's possible to get.
That's awesome, man. Oh, shit. I put voice instead.
Are you a hirsute instead, though?
Yeah, exactly.
Funny is he still hasn't said my name.
The frosty one himself, the mug, is in the house. What's up, gents?
Not much. Just got back from seeing Wonder Woman.
Yeah. Hopefully you'll be talking about it later if we can get through this massive amount of news today. Speaking of news, we've got a ton of news for you guys. We're basically just going to do headlines and move on. There is tons of shit to come up. E3 talk, just a bunch of stuff. So we're going to do the headlines the best we can. Unless there's something super major, then we'll move on. So without further ado, Eric, first story, please.
Yeah, River City Knights of Justice and River City Rival Showdown announced for the West. So those will be coming out later this year. Says expected in the fall.
Okay.
So probably September, October-ish.
So no news.
The Rival Showdown is based on the SP game that came out about a year and a half ago, I think.
Mm-hmm. All right. Next story, Mug.
All right. Sakuna of Rice and Ruin announced for the West. The latest game from the developer of Astro Breed is heading our way, and that is literally all it is.
Yep. All right.
Yeah, I had a press release for it. Maybe you could talk about it next week in better depth. But.
Next story, Breakman.
Coming to us live from RPG site, Pyre, set to release on July 25th.
Yeah,
I don't know what the fuck is this. Pyre
that's
is a party-based RPG.
What was that, Break?
I was saying that's the newest game from the guys who made Bastion and Transistor.
Yeah, Break.
Oh, I like Bastion.
And it looks like an action sports type game.
Pyre is a party-based RPG in which you lead a band of exiles to freedom through ancient competitions spread across a vast mystical purgatory. Who shall return to glory and who shall remain in exile to the end of their days?
Yeah,
So
cool deal. Next story comes to us from RPG site. Super Dimension Neptune versus Sega Hard Girls launches for PC on June 12th. On June 12th. So there you go.
That's next Tuesday.
Eric, next story, please.
Next story.
I want to know more about the story.
Oh, my God.
Valkyrie Drive Bitcoony for PCs launching June 20th.
All right. Mug, next story, please.
All right. Coming from RPG site, the Nintendo Switch's online service has been announced as costing $20 a year starting in 2018, which is not bad, although I don't know how they've changed it or if they've made any adjustments to their plan.
You just skipped a whole bunch of stuff, but yeah. Okay.
James Comey's in chat. We'll talk about James Comey in a bit. All right, next story, Breakman.
Wait, so are we going back to the story he skipped then?
Yeah, go ahead.
I think it was
this one started with that. Coming just live from Gamatsu, Valkyrie Drive. Oh shit.
That's the one I just read.
Oh, you read that one. Okay. I wasn't sure of which one we're at. Okay. Coming to us from live from RPG site, Lost Sphere is a latest RPG from the makers of Am Setsuna.
I am
Setsuna. I missed that. I am Setsuna. Squinix has announced Lost Sphere and the latest title from Tokyo RPG Factory, makers of the popular small-scale Japanese RPG I Am Setsuna.
Yeah.
You guys there?
Cool. Yep.
Okay, you got really like quiet, and I'm just not used to guys quiet.
Hopefully they'll have a better effort than the showing that they had for I Am Setsuna, because a lot of people didn't like that very much.
Yeah. All right. It
was lacking a couple areas.
Next story, Mug, please. Mug, are you here? Did we lose Mug?
I thought I heard like a beep too. Like that's why I was like, you guys still there. I got quiet.
All right. Next story, Breakman. Go ahead and do the next one.
Coming to us live from RPG site, Final Fantasy VII Remake development shifts focus to internal Squinix Studios. They're going to be on
this game.
Well,
no wonder it was taking so long.
It's
relying on external studio to get it done.
Oh boy.
I figured it was going to take a while for this game. Squinix has quietly revealed that the development focus of Final Fantasy VII Remake has changed. The game will now be primarily made internally at Squinix.
Although, this is also not good because the internal team is also working on Kingdom Hearts 3.
Why? Like, I don't understand this shit, man. 7 should have been fucking out a long ass time ago. A remake of 7 should have been here. PS3 era at the earliest, you know, like
I think with this one they want to get this as right as they possibly can, because they know if they screw this one up they're going to be pissing off a lot of people.
I'm already kind of upset that it's being modeled after the 15 engine, but Cyberneck Connect 2 had an opportunity to do something other than Naruto, and now they're not doing it. That kind of makes me sad.
James Comey has left us. He said that beep you heard was Putin. He's watching.
God, that guy's a pervert.
Furry. Freak 5 Furry says, I feel sorry for Putin if he's watching Frank. Comey then says, now I must go or I will be late for my first shift at my new job at the greatest employer on earth, Walmart. So he's out of here. He's going to become a Walmart greeter.
All right, let's get on with it then.
Welcome to Walmart.
Yeah. Get your shit out. Yeah, Mug, we're on the Nep Connect story if you want to do that one.
All right, coming to us live from Gematsu. Nep Connect. Chaos Champuru. God, why the fuck do these people leave these fucking... Oh, God! Stop with the fucking stupid Japanese names in English. Anyway.
If you want to feel better, that's actually the Japanese name of the game. Who
knows? I realize that. Yes. Yeah, the thing is, you localize the name. You don't just fucking transliterate it. Anyway, this game will launch for PS Vita in Japan on June 7th. It's a free-to-play card battle RPG with item-based in-game microtransactions, which sounds incredibly annoying. If you missed it back in April, watch the game overview trailer below, which you can't see because this is a podcast and it's not a visual medium.
Right.
Go to YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah.
Next story
comes to us from Siliconera, our favorite. Blasphemous is a bloody side-scroller built around a horrifying religion.
A religion.
Yeah. If you want to read a little bit about it, go on to our bestest pals over at Siliconera. It's going to be a quarter one 2019 release. I haven't had a chance to look at it. It looks good, so.
Ooh, it's going to be delayed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's basically like a really, really, really pretty 2D Dark Souls.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
really,
nice.
Really nice pixel art at all, you know, everywhere. And it's
a big hat that makes me think of Pyramid Head.
Freak 5 says, you need to stock up on hookers and blow. My vacation starts next week. Why not? Fuck yeah. I'm down. All right. Next story.
Oh, even better news. MXT wants to start a YouTube site.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, YouTube channel, and share all of his views and opinions with the world.
Oh, yeah.
His views and his opinions.
Yeah. Use the RP Grinder station.
This sounds like a good idea.
Yeah. See, I don't trust MXT's opinions because I always think he's just being a poe at all times.
Yeah. All right. Breakman, next story, please.
He does like to push the envelope. Just a slight little bit.
Yeah.
Coming to us live from Gematsu, Murasaki Baby. Murasaki Baby, developer Ovo Sonico Games.
Yep.
Announced last day of June for PS4. In June, no less.
And PC.
Oh, NPC.
Yeah. All right. Good. Next
headlines, right?
Yep. Next story.
I guess not like you're waiting for you to read the rest of it. I thought we were just
next story. Eric.
If you want to read, then you can look at the summaries. This is why they exist.
Yeah. Right. Go ahead, Eric. Next story.
Shitty Shrouded in Shadow is now a PS4 only title.
Wait, did you just say Shitty Shrouded in Shadow?
Shitty.
Oh, okay.
I like the name Shitty better.
All right.
Shitty Shrouded.
Fallen Japan. Mug, you still with us?
And this is a kaiju battle game.
Okay. Anything else, Eric, before we move on?
Really?
I hope it gets localized, and that's it.
Yeah. All right.
It's been a while since I've played a kaiju.
I didn't even know it wasn't a PS4 exclusive.
All right, Mug, next story.
I literally had not heard about it until then.
All right. Let's move
next on. Next story from Gematsu. Little Witch Academia. The Witch of Time and the Seven Wonders announced for PS4. It's an action-adventure game due out later this year in Japan.
All right.
And sometime this year.
All right.
It's also based on an anime series.
Next story. Come to us from Gematsu. Steins Gate Elite. Anonymous code for Switch. Occultic. 9 Japanese release date. And robotics. Notes dash announced. Yeah.
There are way too many semicolons and all that.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's kind of what these mages games do. That's all right.
So there's no real date.
I hope at least half of these.
Eric, hang on. Let me get through this. Occult 9 release date, September 28, 2017. Robotics doesn't have a date yet. And it just talks about Chaos Child being on sale for 2,000 yen until June 11th. Breakman, next story, please.
Coming to us live from Silicon Era. Picantier coming to the Nintendo Switch. What the fuck does that mean?
Picantier? I don't know.
Picantier?
It's like a really hot French salsa. That's what that is.
Woohoo! So anyway, this game has come to the Nintendo Switch thanks to Circle Entertainment.
All right. Next story, Mug. We must have lost Mug.
I think you dropped again.
Eric.
I'll get the next two then.
All right.
Okay, this is about it's a game called Naughty Is Here, and it's about positioning your characters and powers. Positioning and character powers matter in the game. So I guess that's like a feature of the game. You have to put your characters strategically around the map. So that's all there is. All
right. Next one, Eric.
Like, wait, what kind of positions? Do you mean like 69 positions?
It sounds like it's a strategy RPG that has some action elements.
Yeah.
Oh, so this isn't like doggy style is one of the positions?
Nope.
Oh. I was interested. Now I don't care.
It has a retro look to it.
I'm fine with retro doggy style. 8-bit doggy style.
The next one is that there's going to be another Neptunia game, Mega Dimension Neptunia V2R, because it's going to have VR in it, and this is basically a director's cut of V2.
All right, next story comes to us. I'm not going to do the Switch online. It's going to cost you $20 starting in 2018.
Next, did that a while ago. I think the interesting thing is it's only 20. That the service is going to be kind of like a virtual console Netflix type service where you can just download whatever you want.
Okay. Next story comes to us from Silicon Era. 80s CRPG Dragon Wars brings its world of illegal magic to Steam.
This sounds like something that would interest Dungeon Master.
There's no date on it, so let's just move on.
I want to know more about what the illegal magic is. Like, is that like making your penis grow or something like that?
Actually,
why would that be illegal?
I know. Well,
because you could use it for all kinds of things. Because
then all you guys would want it as big a as me, and that's I mean, come on, man, that's just not.
Hang on a little bit. There's no such thing as a bigger dick than Frank. Okay.
All right. Next story. Let's go with Breakman. Wow.
Coming to us live from Gematsu, XC Games announced E3 2017 lineup. Let's see here. I'm going to just list the games. Zwei Hua, the Ilvard Insurrection? Fuck if I know. Sakuna Hua of Rice and Ruin. Senran Kagura Hua, Peach Beach Splash. These all have colons in them. I'm done with that. Fate something Extella. And the Umbral Star. Oh, Jesus Christ. Fate forward / Extella is the title. Colon, the Umbral Star.
Yeah.
Fuck any of that means. Shantae, the half-genie hero.
Shantae,
the half-genie hero. Oh, that's the last one. So, there you
go. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yes, and the stuff that they previously announced, like Trails of Gold Steel for Steam, it's coming out in the summer sometime.
Mm-hmm. All right, next story. Let's go with Mug, if you're still here.
I'm still here. I'll make sure I've got the...
Shantae came out this week.
All right. White Day, a labyrinth-named school for PS4 launches at August 1st in North America, August 4th in Europe. Kind of J-horror game.
Yep. All right, next story comes
Actually,
to
it's
us...
it's a Korean horror game.
Next story comes to us from Gamatsu, classic RPG Silver... coming to Steam today. Wasn't Silver on
wow.
the...
Wow.
Silver?
I remember Silver, yeah.
Yeah, it
was a long time ago.
Silver was on the Dreamcast, if I'm not mistaken, but...
I heard it was a terrible port, though.
It's not
I played terrible. It on PC.
It's okay.
I didn't play it on...
So, yeah, the Steam page will have it on. It's already on there. Go out and get it. It's a pretty good game. All right. Next story, Breakman.
I don't have it loaded. I can't keep up with you.
I got it.
Okay. Go ahead, Eric.
Battle Teasers Night War launches October 3rd, and it's another part of the headline. It says turn-based battles in classic JRPGs format, and the game actually looks pretty nice. It's coming out for PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC all at the same time. All
right. Break, do you have the next one?
No, I'm trying to... post these in chat. I can't do it this quick.
Ah, you
damn
suck.
It.
All right,
it's
Mug.
Got artwork from the
fucking
guy.
God damn it, son of a bitch.
Mug. Yeah, did the artwork is from
oh my god, Eric.
From Darksiders.
Fucking shit.
All right, Mug, please, next story if you
god
have it.
Sorry.
That's right.
Did something break?
Yeah, break broke. this will help break Dick. From Gamatsu.com. Atelier Online announced for smartphones. And
god damn it! Why is it? Oh my god! No, yeah. Goddamn motherfucker! Shit!
Can you announce the next one, Mug? Since it kind of ties in.
Yeah. All right. Coming to us also live from the same place. Atelier Liddy and Sir Alchemist of the Mysterious Painting. Fuck these titles. here's an announcement with no information. That's their next line. So
well, every article I've seen of this has always given the characters a different name, so I don't even know if this
please,
is a final thing.
Please let him finish. Please. All right, Mug, please, go on. Anything else?
Yeah, here's an announcement with no information. It's literally what it says, so let's just move on.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
That is the worst announcement ever.
Oh, my goodness. Next story comes to us from Gamatsu. Pokken Tournament.
I said I'd do this.
Eric.
I can do this.
Eric!
I can't.
All right,
let me do
go
it.
Ahead. Do it.
All right. Pokken Tournament DX announced for Switch as more fighters move on, other than the date, which is the September 22nd.
All right.
So on the same day.
Go ahead.
Pokemon Gold and Silver and – well, actually, it's just Gold and Silver. There's no crystal here. But you could expect that on the 3DS Virtual Console.
All right. Can you do the next story, please?
Yeah. Pokemon Ultra and – Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon were just briefly mentioned in the Pokemon Direct, and all we know is that they're basically like Black and White 2 for this generation.
Dungeon Buster says he's with Mug. Some of these titles should just burn. Good grief. I know, they're awful. Next one's not such a bad title, coming to us from Gamatsu. Blue Reflection, coming west for PS4, PC on September 26th in North America and September 29th. In Europe. All right. Break.
No.
Okay. Mug, next story, please. We lost Mug. Eric, next story, please.
Coven and Labyrinth of Refrain is got a Japanese release date. It's coming to PS4 on September 28th.
All right.
And it was originally a PS Vita game. But maybe we'll get it now and they'll just do a dual release.
All right. Mug, you back with us?
Yeah, but I have no idea where we are.
Genkai Toki, do that story, please.
Well, I can try and pull it up.
All right. If it works. If not, I'll go ahead and read it.
All right. Genkai Toki. Castle Panzers launches September 28th in Japan.
Right.
Details on battle styles and latest characters. Looks like some kind of Sendon Kagura VN something. I don't know.
All right.
Who knows?
Yep.
It's a titty game.
Yeah. Next story from Gamatsu. Compile Heart announces Tokyo Clan Pool for the PS Vita with an update. Let's get the update here as I scroll down. Just all story. What's the update? There's no update. They announced it, so there it is. There's an announcement. No date. Oh, June 8th.
It's happening.
More info is due out on June 8th, which is already passed.
It's in another article, which we don't have, so move on.
Let's move on.
So that was the biggest non-story we may have ever read. Oh,
God, dude. I mean, some of these stories.
I think I may have beaten that one.
Yeah, let me do the next one, also from Gamatsu. Devolver Digital announces the Swords of Ditto for the PS4 and PC. Compact action RPG due out in early 2018. Breakman, do you have the next one by chance?
No.
Okay. Eric.
All right. Say, I knew this would happen. Anyways, 13 Sentinels Aegis Rim is coming west, which I don't even think has a Japanese release date yet, so it doesn't even have a U.S. release date. But I'm guessing they're planning on doing a simultaneous release. Mm-hmm. But it says while the game was originally released or announced for PS4 and Vita in Japan, Atlas USA did not mention platforms, so that's weird. Mm-hmm. Maybe we're not getting the Vita version.
I don't know.
And it says its press release does not mention whether or not it'll show up at E3, but it probably will.
Yeah.
But anyways, I do have a press release from Alice that we can release before we get done with the news.
Okay, go ahead.
But this is from Alice, and they have three 3DS announcements. We finally have confirmation of Etrianasi 5, which subtitle is called the Beyond the Myth. And Radiant Historia Perfect Chronology, and they renamed Shin Megami Tensei's Deeper Strange Journey to Strange Journey Redo.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to homie discounts. PlayStation Plus free games for June are announced, if you guys don't already have them.
By the way,
oh my God, Eric, what?
I wasn't done yet. There aren't any release dates, but release windows for at least Etrianasi and Radiant Story are in the fall, and Strange Journey Redo is sometime in 2018. Oh wait, Radiant Story is also 2018.
Okay, so non-story. On to our homie discounts. Killing Floor 2 and Life is Strange are the free PS4 games. Let's see what else. Neon Chrome. Spy Chameleon, and for the PS3, Abyss Odyssey and WRC5. World Rally Championship games are pretty good. PS Vita is Neon Chrome and Spy Chameleon, same as the PS4 one. So there you go, some free games. Any other discounts anybody has by chance?
I don't think so.
All right. Breakman, any Twitter questions or comments?
Okay, let's see here. Let's scroll down to the bottom. Whenever this wants to load, for whatever fucking reason. Goddamn mother. Okay, let's see here. All that's really on here is you're going to talk about Metallica.
Yeah.
That's it.
All right. What have you been playing, Break?
Same old, same old.
Halo, what else?
Halo and Record Keeper and some Fallout and Lions and Tigers and Bears, oh my.
What are you doing on Fallout now, man? Just going through the main stuff or what?
Yeah, like I keep getting distracted. I'll start doing one thing, like I've been trying to get all the characters to love me, and I'm down to one character left to love me, but I can't even recruit that character yet because I kind of ignored some story elements, so I gotta go back and do that. And then I accidentally wandered into a DLC quest, and shit like that. Just
Breakman, there's some breaking news. You've just been exiled by me.
What?
Yeah, you've just been exiled.
What happened?
I exiled you. So All right, Eric, what have you been playing?
Well, the past 2 weeks I've played some Oceanhorn for Vita. I'll probably have a review of that soon, or I might just wait and get a copy of the Switch version so I can do a comparative review for the handhelds. But Nekonin X-Heart, which is EX Heart, which is a visual novel. I played the 18-plus version of that and Nekoparo Volume 3. The reviews of those should be up on Boston Bash Brigade next week. And I played Vanquish, with the review of that is on HonestGamers.com right now. That's the PC version of the game. And I finished The Walking Dead Season 2 today. Oh, I think I'll maybe do a review for Zombies Anonymous if Freak will let me.
Yeah, that'd be cool, man. Right on.
But other than that, I've been playing Period Cube. All right. That's all I've been doing. All
right, Mug, what have you been playing?
Who plays games anymore?
I know, man.
With time.
I know, man.
work.
I mean, literally, I've not played anything because I don't have time.
Yeah.
Work for your not livable wage.
Yeah, I don't even have a job right now, and it's almost impossible for me to fucking play games. I did play some more MPQ. I'm doing things a little bit differently with that game. I'm trying to see if they have this new feature where you can basically, like, start or heart your roster, the ones that you want to get more, covers to them, like to basically level them up. And I'm going to see if that works for the next few days, see if that helps out. So that's all I've been doing. All right. I don't think I skipped anybody. Let's go with Mug's Stinko of the Week.
You pass.
Break Man. Your stink of the week, if you have one.
Pass. Wait, you know.
Pass. Okay. Okay. Actually, I had a couple. One of them, I had a problem yesterday. It was yesterday. Going to take a shower in the morning before work. You know, I do that every once in a while. At least twice a month.
Yeah.
So I was going to take a shower, and all of a sudden the shower head wasn't working.
Oh.
What the fuck is this? So I had it coming out of the faucet. So I had to hunker down under it and basically do a sponge bath. I looked like Jim Carrey and Austin Powers, you know, sitting in the shower. Kind of trying to shower myself and stuff like that, but I've replaced the faucet, and I hope it's okay now. But.
Okay, this is what happens every week, so why is this
news? Is this news, dude? Like we're, Mug and I and Eric are sitting here like, what? This isn't news, dude. This is – okay.
This is like – for you, this is like saying you had breakfast.
That's mean.
we're so mean. Yeah. We're like the meanest people in the world to Break, man. Sometimes I feel sorry for Break, man. We really rail on Break. All right.
Me too. Sorry for him too.
All right.
Pity doesn't count.
Wait, are you sure you're not Brake's clone?
Anything else, Brake, on your Stinko front?
There was also another story, but I think that there's something that came up, so I don't know maybe if it was right or wrong or not. But there was apparently a little girl who wasn't allowed to play soccer because she had a short haircut. She looked like a boy.
Mm-hmm.
And some parents complained that. You know, that's a boy.
Fucking assholes, man. What?
It's but none of there's been like an business. Update on it, and I don't know. It might be the story might actually be a hoax. Yeah. So that's
right. Sounds fake.
Yeah. Mug, did you come up with the Stinko or no? I can move on to
mine. No, Eric. I think the Stinko that I had going, it turned out it worked out okay.
Oh, okay. Eric, your Stinko.
It's kind of a sweeto in and of itself.
Yeah, cool.
Well, this was supposed to be for a week ago, but last week was the day that they were going to mark as the final production date of the PS3. So a moment of silence for the console, maybe.
Yeah. All
right. I'd pour one out, but that'd be a waste of beer.
The PS3 was a great system, right,
How about
guys?
Taking water and pretending it's beer?
All right. Does anybody have
that'd
any
– That'd be a waste of water. Can anybody... I just pretend I did it?
I know.
And pour it out into your mouth. That's how it works.
Ooh, okay.
There you go. That is thinking on your feet, sir. I like it.
I really like the PS3, man. The PS3 was, I think, an all-time great system when it's all said and done. Yeah. It's
awesome. Too bad about its online service, though. It's garbage now.
Yeah. What were you going to say, Mug? We lost Mug.
Oh, nothing in particular. Oh, no, just okay. Like it had a lot of good. It had a lot of good games on it.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't think it was overall as good a system as the PS2 was.
No,
But it was very solid. It had a good lineup.
I think my favorite systems of all time have to be the Dreamcast and the PS2 for sure. I think that was a golden era for consoles.
I really did love the PS2.
I like the GameCube too, though. Even though the games weren't all there for it, there were some. I like the controller. The way
there were some fantastic games on the GameCube. God,
the GameCube was.
Oh yeah, great, but there were also some real stinkers as well.
Oh, yeah,
the
thing
is, the overall, that's every,
the overall library was not as large as it was for the PS2. But the PS2 is the best-selling game console of all time.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Dungeon Buster says he loves his PS3. My PS3 died, by the way. My backwards compatible PS3, but I'll have to get that fixed. All right, let's see. Mug, you don't have anything, I don't think. Mine, I'm kind of pissed off at ESPN and their Major League Baseball rankings. I know it's just bullshit, but they have the Rockies down at like number 6, and I'm like, really? This team has played better than anybody, except maybe the Nationals, because the Nationals kicked our ass. But damn, the Rockies are playing some fucking baseball this year, man. They're doing great. And man, I don't know what happened to the Reds. That's my other stinko break, man. The Reds are falling apart big time.
The Reds just swept the Cardinals 4 in a row.
We swept the Cardinals too.
And now we're only 2 back out of first place.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell's going on with the Reds, man. Are they good or not, man? I've been trying to follow them a little bit. Of course, I follow the Rockies.
They have the worst starting pitching in the league, I think, right now. But everything else is so solid that they are still only 2 back from first place.
Yeah, they might be able to get a couple people in trades if they really care about their
football. Well, the problem is we had a bunch of injuries, and those guys are supposed to be coming back in June and July. So,
well, hopefully that'll be good things. My other stink of the week is the Comey hearings. Not much really came out in the Comey hearings, to be honest. And they're also my sweeto of the week because I think Comey's got the key to this whole Trump thing, and it's just a matter of time. But I think that he kind of looked a little weak to me in those hearings. You know, I don't know if it's weakness or strength that he's, you know, basically being too humble, calling himself, a coward at one point, and then I don't know. It was a weird hearing. I don't know if anything's going to come.
A lot of the problem was the questions they're asking. Like, they were – one of them would ask a question and then try and ask the same question in a different way.
Yeah.
Try and trip him up because they think he's stupid or something.
Oh, he's definitely not stupid.
It's not that they think he's stupid. They're trying to – I mean, they're trying to trip him up. They're trying to rattle him.
They are trying to, but, like, he was the director of the FBI. Like, I'm sure he's gone through, like, the kind of training to deal with stuff like this, you know?
Yeah.
Well, let's look at it this way. There are plenty of people who get up in very high positions who are in no way qualified to do the work.
That's a good point.
You look at, like,
a lot of those people were asking him questions.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, look at Jeff Sessions.
Oh,
that man had no business being anywhere near.
Jeff Sessions.
And McCain was he was completely incoherent and he played
Oh my goodness, man. I think McCain did that shit on purpose so that way he can have an excuse for his asinine, stupid questions, man. Like, he's been criticizing Trump the whole time, and the minute that he has a chance to fucking put the screws on Trump.
I think he was watching baseball at the strip club.
Yeah, what an asshole.
Well, he was drinking like a pint of tequila.
I don't think he's senile or anything like that. I think McCain knows exactly what he's doing. He didn't want to ask tough questions, so that was his way of you know.
Yeah,
and watch,
right.
when they interview him, he's going to be just fine. Watch. They're going to ask him, and he's going to come up with some bullshit political excuse if he hasn't already. You know, Freak Five is exiled. He says, "I'm not qualified to be the host of a podcast." Yeah, I don't think my 10 years doing this qualifies me to be a host of a podcast, Freak Five, for, you know, minus money.
Yeah, you got to go.
Yeah.
All right, my turn.
Yep. Go ahead.
All right. Okay, we can go home now, guys.
Let's move on to, I think I got everybody's Stinkos. What about, all right, I got everybody, yeah, Stinkos. What about Sweetos? We'll start with you, Mug. You have a Sweeto?
I just found something that I was just like, oh, that's looking really good. That the new trailer for, the E.T. trailer for Bloodstained Ritual of the Night, came out, and there's some new gameplay and stuff, and it's like, it looks like it plays exactly like the, you know, the Igavenia games on the, you know, like on the DS, and I'm like, which is exactly what I wanted. So yeah. I'm pretty stoked about that. I'm, you know, pleased to see it shaping up to be exactly what people wanted it to be, as opposed to something like, oh, Mighty No. 9 or Yooka-Laylee.
Yeah.
I like both those games, but they are definitely weak.
Yeah. All right, Break, your turn.
My Sweeto actually goes to, it's E3 next week. Even though it's been mostly quiet until this week, there has not been a lot of news.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There haven't been a lot of leaks or anything. It's just been really quiet, and all of a sudden it's like, here's E3, here's a bunch of news.
Yeah.
Well, the biggest leak was probably Bubsy.
Yeah. And people online are throwing a fit about it.
2017 hasn't been enough of a dumpster fire already.
Here's the weird thing. If it actually ends up being good, we're going to be like, nobody asked for this, but we got it, and it's good.
I know.
So.
but you have to admit, on the face of it, yeah, 2017, the year that brought you Trump, you know, President Trump and Bubsy. Like, great. Yeah. The 1-2 punch.
Yeah. Well, technically, we already got Bubsy on Steam, so that happened.
But I mean, this is like a brand new Bubsy game.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
And for some strange, like, maybe I think this is like Shaq Fu all over again.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's gonna be Shaq Fu too. There's that too.
No, I know. I've seen the trailers up, but that's my point. Is that, you know, there's a new one coming out because reasons. Basically,
somebody just said, yeah, sure, give me money.
I think this 2017 and 2016 have been the years of, here's the sequels you never expected.
I know. Eric, wait. Think about this. If suddenly just go back and find all those weird, not very good games on, you know, like on the old Nintendo or Super Nintendo. Like, and what was it? You know, and here we are. We're bringing you, you know, the classic Seventh Saga 2, or you know, like the, you know, and it's updated with the brand new 3D graphics. They're like pouring tons, millions and millions of dollars into this remake, or not a remake, but like a sequel to an ancient game that nobody played. You know, or Low G Man on the original Nintendo.
I love that game.
I saw a tweet that said, "What year is this?" And it has a picture of let's see, Bubsy, Mario, and there's something else this year that's coming out. But oh yeah, Crash. And then they have another picture of the new games, or rather the re-releases of Crash and Mario Odyssey, because it's basically the sequel to Super Mario 64. Which all these games came out in the same year, and Bubsy 3D.
Yeah.
How about Eight Eyes 2?
Yeah. I'm reading.
I know Shaq would love that.
I own that game, but I do not enjoy it. Mm. Every once in a while, I try to play it, and I'm like, this game is. Why do I try to play this? Why do I do this?
Yeah. Anyway, the thing is, now, when you first saw that game, was it not like, ooh, it looks like Castlevania?
And then you start playing it. It's like, what
and
the
And it's like, this is not like Castlevania at all.
Yeah, no shit.
But what were some other really weird, like...
Highlight. Yeah. That's one of those games, like, I tried to play. I'm like, I'm just playing it wrong. Like, I'll try and play it again in a couple more days. Like, I must be playing it wrong. This game can't be, like, no.
Oh, how
Deadly Towers, Dungeon Buster says. Oh, my God.
Dungeon says, no one ever asked for a Bubsy game. MXT's talking about Jim Cornette and his rants on YouTube about Comeygate. Dungeon Buster says, even when Bubsy came out in the 90s, I don't recall anyone excited.
Nobody really liked it. I mean, yeah. Like, everyone is just like, that is a character, a game that looks like it was designed by committee.
Yeah. Freak 5 says,
everything about that character is just so generic.
Yeah. Freak 5.
The thing is, there is a little bit of name recognition, and for a lot of studios, they know that.
If this works, then you're going to start seeing this all over the place.
Yeah, I can't wait for the.
It works. I hope the game succeeds. That would be amazing.
The game needs to have you fight all the bosses and all the bosses are going to be all the other 90s reject platformer characters.
Yeah. I can't wait.
We get sequels to games like Chakan or Chakan.
Chakan the Forever Man.
I want to.
Arrow the Acrobat 3.
I want.
Kamikaze Squirrel.
I want a Blink sequel. Or that Gecko or whatever that Gecko game was.
Gex.
This was actually terrible, apparently.
Yeah.
There was a 3D one that came out some years ago, and it was not good.
Yeah. Freak 5 says, Claw's Encounter of the Furred Kind was fucking awesome. Dungeon Buster says, you're probably the first person I've ever heard say that. yeah. And then he says, then again, we are getting...
Superman 64 was...
Hang on, Mug. Hang on, dude. Then again, we're getting a physical re-release of Night Trap this year for its 25th anniversary, so there's also that.
It's actually based on the edited version, by the way.
Yeah.
Is that the game starring Corey Haim?
No, that's Dana Plato. Yeah, Dana Plato.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, because you can't really do a sequel.
Freak 5 says he enjoyed Bubsy. He loved all the puns and the different ways he died.
I do remember that was like the one thing that really stood out about Bubsy. They put a whole lot of effort into the death animations.
Yeah. Any other Sweetos that you guys have? Brake, do you have a Sweeto? Did anybody get to you?
I have one.
Okay, go ahead, Eric.
Wonder Woman was a Sweeto.
Okay, we'll talk about that in a bit, I'm sure. Breakman, any Sweetos? No.
Okay. Another Sweeto? Okay.
Oh, did you? Sorry, man.
Let me think.
Mug, did you have one?
Nothing specific.
All right, let's move on to some reviews. Eric and Mug had an opportunity to watch Wonder Woman. I don't know if Brake did. Did you watch Wonder Woman yet, Brake?
I didn't. I've never seen Man of Steel or any of the other ones. Okay. I haven't seen any of those ones.
I really want to see Wonder Woman. If you guys could please do a joint review of Wonder Woman as spoiler-free as you possibly can make it.
I'm guessing Frank wants to see Wonder Woman, but he's banned at the theater because last time he went in there for a bottle of Vaseline.
You're not supposed to say that story on the air, Brake, man. What's wrong with you, man? Come on, man. I thought we were boys.
That was private.
I thought too before you brought out the Vaseline.
All right. So, gentlemen, Wonder Woman review, please.
I'll let Mug go first.
Well, I really enjoyed it. The opening, my thoughts on it were largely, on par with some of the reviews I've seen. It's, it's not flawless, but it does have the one thing that none of the other DC, and DC, like, extended universe films have.
A hot chick lead?
No, it has heart.
Oh.
There are characters you can like.
Yeah.
Like, you can actually, it's like watching Batman v Superman. It's like, who fucking cared who won?
Yeah.
Other than the spectacle that, you didn't give a shit if, Batman or Bruce Wayne succeeded or.
Yeah.
There were no, it was just impossible to care, about anyone. Like, Suicide Squad kind of did some of that with a few of the characters.
Yeah.
But the opening, there's a battle scene in the opening. And just the action beats in that are really, really fantastic. Mm-hmm. And I was like, it's because it'll kind of remind you of, a ladies' version of the action scenes in 300.
Ooh,
and it's
nice,
just like everything
man.
Just meshed really well. And it's like, it's really cool. And the way that they tell like the story in flashback, it looks like they did, they took footage, but they did a lot of digital editing to make it look like an ancient Greek painting.
Mm-hmm.
and except it's in motion, and it's just like it just looks fantastic. The movie stumbles a little bit in a couple of places. There, the MacGuffin of this, you know, of the movie, I thought was kind of poorly chosen, and or maybe in slightly poor taste. And I can't really go into detail as to why.
I appreciate that. I appreciate it.
But I'll just say that given some of the events, like that one of the main thrusts of the movie, mm-hmm. like what the goal is to make happen, as you know, it did happen through different means and because of a different thing. And given what did happen, kind of like riffing on what felt like riffing on that, I thought was in kind of poor taste.
Okay.
There's one line in the movie that I was just like, oh wow, that was like 60s Batman campy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like where it's like, you know, that won't work. And like they don't know that. And then they do this, oh, like this Dr. Evil laughing scene. And I was like, and then they move on. And it's like, wow, that was like Boris and Natasha.
Yeah.
And it was, I was just like, that was just like, ugh. I think that it stumbles the hardest. Like Gal Gadot does a fantastic job. And she really commands the screen. And I love the way the movie was shot. There's one bit where like, when Wonder Woman finally gets her hero shot, it's one of the things she's doing is climbing up, and it's like and it's a very different feeling from how this would have been shot if it had been most likely if it had been a man. It's like you get all this, and it shows, and it goes into detail, and you see these close-ups of of parts of her, like they're letting you kind of drink in the detail of the costume they made for her. But the way that it's shot, it's not sexual at all. Mm-hmm. It conveys all the same things. It's like, I guess that's what I kind of took from it. It's like, wow, it's a superhero movie where the women are shot exactly the same way as the men.
I like that. I kind of like that idea.
Yeah, and I did too. I did too. The only thing like where like technically it was just kind of weak. Like the movie still has like slightly hyper realistic sort of. Vibe to it that the other DC universe movies have.
Yeah.
Like where this it doesn't feel grounded in reality at all.
Yeah, I mean that we are talking about superheroes though, you know.
Oh yeah, I mean, but I mean like this one just has like it just feels it's more magic than the like kind of pseudo science approach that the Marvel Cinematic Universe has made. Where they've kind of tried to provide a sciencey sounding justification for everything that's happened, which has kind of been Marvel's thing in the first place, and DC's has always been this a little heightened reality sort of feel to it. And so that carries through. So if that's something you didn't like about the DC movies, then it's not going to change with this. But like some of the action, the action beats, especially when it relies on her superpowers, it doesn't flow as well as the opening sequence does at the battle at the beginning. Mm-hmm. It's like the director didn't quite know how to make really effective use of Wonder Woman's powers.
Yeah, I want to comment on that real quick because that was one of the criticisms that I heard. Patty Jenkins is an underrated director, in my opinion. I think she's one of Hollywood's finest directors. And I heard that, Mug, and I'm guessing it wasn't her fault. I think it may have been more of a script thing than anything. Like,
yeah, I mean, isn't she supposed to be able to fly?
No, that's not what I'm talking about.
No, not that.
I'm just talking about like conveying her powers on the screen in a way that doesn't feel a little bit forced. And it's like that, this wasn't like a storytelling or script thing. It's just like the way that the edits didn't quite work. Some of the angles didn't quite work. I mean, it's like 95% there, but it's almost like kind of this uncanny valley thing. It's not quite there. So it just feels a little bit wrong.
I'd like to see a director's cut of it. After watching the original.
What else I thought felt off was just, I felt that the casting for the villain of the movie was off. And by the villain, I mean the
if he hadn't had, I mean, I realize it was not exactly, because it takes place in the 40s, And but it's like, yeah, I get the mustache is kind of period accurate, but it's like it felt, it's like if they had gotten rid of that, it's like his performance was fine. I mean, he did have a couple of hammy bits at the end there. Then I will destroy you. But that's also like, it's a hammy line. Yeah. And
I was kind of expecting Wonder Woman to like posit some feminist teachings into her interactions.
They kind of did that, but they didn't really. I like that they weren't explicit about it, because it's like the movie itself is a big enough statement, and that's the thing. It's like, you know, I had my quibbles with it, but it succeeds at almost everything it sets out to do. And so I mean, basically, if you want to put it down to a number, I would give it a rock solid 8 out of 10.
Maybe there'll be a Wonder Woman sequel where she fights Nazis.
There's
part two is going to be set in the present.
The Nazis thing, I actually kind of wish that was actually one of the things I was just like, okay, I've kind of seen this movie. It was called Captain America: The First Avenger.
And
so that was a little disappointing, because it's just like I've reached a point where it's like, okay, I'm sick of Nazis as antagonists.
I don't think I have. I think they are kind of the ultimate evil, and I did like what Marvel did, but that was more because they did it in the comics. They created Hydra to echo Nazis, so I thought that was kind of a creative use of the old Nazi trope, and I never get tired of seeing Nazis get pummeled ever.
They're stormtroopers. They're just victims. They're born to be victims.
The only problem with seeing Nazis in a work is that it's kind of creatively lazy.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, unless you're deliberately trying to subvert things, or you're making a movie like Iron Sky or whatever.
Yeah.
Using Nazis it's kind of like, it's just visual shorthand.
Yeah.
These are bad guys. What, I don't need to characterize any of them. Yeah. Like, they don't need to have personalities. They're Nazis.
Yeah. That's
the way they're usually treated, and that's just like,
Yeah, I was talking to Dungeon Buster about The Mummy in chat, and we'll get to that in just a second, Dungeon Buster. What are you guys giving Wonder Woman? You said 8 out of 10, Mug, for you?
Yeah.
What are you giving
about it? About the same.
Yeah, 8 out of 10. I think that's a really good break, man. You're something else, man. I love that movie, Monster Squad, man. Who doesn't that movie, man? That movie is timeless. Yes.
I've only seen it once, but I need to see it again.
I want to see, dude. If they ever,
I don't know if it's a movie that would hold up very well.
Oh my god, it would be great.
Blu-ray of it.
But it was a great movie as a kid.
It does hold up, by the way.
I'll tell you a movie I rewatched recently that I was like, boy, this does not hold up.
Yeah,
was Hellraiser 2.
Yeah, it doesn't hold. I like it still, but it's
well, I mean, I can enjoy it, but it's like, It's mostly enjoyable for just how visually arresting the film is. Like, some of the imagery on there is just like really fucking, it's fucked up. I mean, it's this interesting spectacle, but as a narrative, it's really weird and disjointed, and the motivations don't make sense. The characters behave like irrationally.
Mm-hmm.
What you're talking about kind of reminds me of something that I watched recently, but go ahead.
Yeah, but and it's still enjoyable. But it's like, yeah, you can tell this is not what the director, the writer and everything was not about. Like, I remember Clive Barker when he saw Hellraiser 2, he's like, well, that's it's interesting. It's not where I would have gone, was what he said.
Mm.
And it was enjoyable, and it still is enjoyable. But it doesn't really hold up well as a story.
Yeah. Nah. Yeah. That's okay. I mean, sometimes you have to. I was talking to the guys in chat about popcorn films. I mean, we use that term a lot, but there's certain movies. Like, I thought Kong was great in the movie theater. I think Wonder Woman would be awesome in the theater.
I've heard that Kong is actually a pretty good.
I do have one more complaint about Wonder Woman.
Yeah, what is it, Eric?
Do not see it in 3D. The 3D was garbage. It was practically non-existent.
Yeah, yeah. But anyways, what were you saying, Break?
Processing.
Yeah. Let's see. Okay, you got more reviews. Let's go through them, Eric, and then we're going to get to...
Don't worry. These next two will be quick, but then we're going to talk about Samurai Jack for a bit. Yeah. But I should have done Samurai Jack a while ago, but I kind of forgot about it, and we were kind of busy then too. But
I would love to interview Phil Lamar.
Anyways,
I'm sorry, just a side thought.
Dude,
Prometheus. Oh boy, this is the shittiest movie I've ever seen.
What?
It's one of the most boring films I've seen.
What if?
Prometheus.
Oh yeah. I don't know that I would call that movie boring.
So I don't know why you like this movie, Frank.
I didn't say I liked the movie, Eric. What I said was I have a little bit more of an appreciation for Prometheus after I saw Alien Covenant. I actually thought Alien Covenant was
I'll say even Alien Covenant's just a little bit better.
No, Alien Covenant is actually a good movie. The problem with Alien Covenant is none of the characters are remarkable or rememberable, except for Fassbender, which was already introduced in Prometheus, but...
I can say a couple more things about that, like the fact that it could have been a better movie had they not lampshaded the fucking hell out of it.
Eric, they were telling a specific story, dude. People get caught up in the Alien universe and think that everything has to happen at once in order for it to be a good movie. Alien Covenant wasn't a bad movie. It just wasn't.
No, it's because you know who the villain is right away, and so it's like there's no sense of suspense,
right?
And you know what's going to happen.
This is why I think
it's not even scary either.
This is why
Prometheus had a lot of deaths in it, and they're gross. But at least it was more of a horror movie than Covenant was.
I do not believe that to be true, Eric. I think Alien Covenant was more of a horror movie than Prometheus. The only error that I see with Scott doing it is obviously Prometheus wasn't as great as it should have been. But they should have did Alien Covenant first. And then did Prometheus to explain some of the shit that happened in Alien Covenant. I think it would have – and I think there's going to be a director's cut of Alien Covenant that's going to be better than what we got at the theaters. I firmly believe that. I don't think Scott's lost his touch when it comes to the world. I think his storytelling, as a director has kind of went by the wayside a little bit, but overall, I kind of liked Alien Covenant. I did not like Prometheus, but Prometheus did.
I would put Prometheus on par with Batman v Superman. I hated that movie.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan.
I would give Prometheus a score of 2.
Really?
Alien Covenant gets a. Let's see. I'm gonna give it a 6.
Yeah, see, that's reasonable. That's where I would put Alien Covenant, just above average.
Yeah,
you know?
But
I mean,
it should have been a lot better than that,
though. That's the problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it should have been a 10. I mean, we could sit here and
argue. I guess it's like it's frustrating that it's a movie that you kind of feel like you have to make excuses for.
No, I'm not making excuses for it. It wasn't a perfect movie, Alien Covenant, by any means. But I do think
Wonder Woman wasn't a perfect movie either. It's like, I don't need to make excuses for why. It's like, I don't need to, like, cite reasons why I liked it.
No, I understand that. But, you know, in fairness and playing devil's advocate, there was a lot of good in Alien Covenant. There wasn't, it wasn't offensive.
What I want to know is Covenant a direct sequel to Prometheus? Because some of the events don't match up.
They are. They're going to bridge a few of the events with a novel. I was reading this on bloodydisgusting.com, I believe, where there are some events in between Prometheus and Alien Covenant that are going to be tied up in a novel. But Prometheus, for me, was like a one movie before. I thought it was pretty awful. But after Alien Covenant, it raised it a couple of notches for me.
One thing I have to complain about is just the sheer stupidity of these explorers. They go to a planet and they're not wearing protective gear like they were in Prometheus. Like, who cares if there's oxygen on the planet? There might be other things that could kill you.
Hmm. They're talking about Freddy Got Fingered, one of the worst movies of all time.
I guess the thing about, like, you look at, like, Prometheus is a genuinely bad movie. Like, Freddy Got Fingered is a genuinely bad movie.
I would watch Prometheus before I watched Freddy Got
Fingered. Yeah, I've never seen Prometheus, but I'd watch it too.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting is I saw Covenant first, then I watched Prometheus.
Really? Oh, yeah. Man, that sucks, dude. You should have watched Prometheus first and then Alien Covenant. I don't know. Freak 5 says Frank is old. He's actually the devil's advocate. No, dude, I am the devil, dude. My name is Asmodeus. And
that movie was kind of boring. I love the ending, but
devil's advocate? Are you kidding me, man? Dude,
I was bored with it. But the ending was so good. Like, it's one of those movies that, like, it was like, but the ending was so good that I'm like, okay, I'm cool. Yeah. I'm all right with you.
Yeah. I love Blind Fury, man. Blind Fury is a good movie, man. I love that movie. I wish they would. Have you seen Hobo with the Shotgun Break?
Yes, I have.
That's a good movie, man.
I've not seen that.
Oh my god,
that's fucking
Rudger.
It went off to some unexpected spots. It went off to kind of like a what do you call that? The Tromaville type.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stuff. What do you call that stuff?
It's like Grindhouse more than anything.
Right. Thank you. I was coming up with a blank. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, but
that
I could see
stuff in it. I wasn't expecting that when I saw it, but yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah, good flick, man. I like that movie.
Anyways, I got a review of Samurai Jack.
Yep, go ahead.
Samurai Jack. This was a show that was, let's see, made back in maybe 2002, probably.
Yeah, maybe. The early 2000s.
Anyways,
I can co-review on this. As I am a huge Samurai Jack fan.
Anyways, it is a show about. Samurai who, well, he's not really a samurai, but he's close to one, so it doesn't really matter. He's more of a ronin. But, anyways, he trains to fight this evil being called Aku, which literally means evil in Japanese.
And also his name isn't Jack, but...
Anyway. Yeah, but that's something that people...
Well, his real name isn't Jack, but he's pretty much Jack by the end of the show. Sorry, go on. He likes the name.
He trains to fight him, and like they basically it plays out kind of like a silent movie at first, and then they show a montage of him training to become good enough to be able to defeat Aku, and he gets close to Aku before he can defeat him.
What the hell is that?
With his last sense of strength, he flings him. He apparently has ability to tear wormholes and flings him into a time portal, like 100 years in the future or whatever. But
I have no idea how long in the future is. It's a crazy world.
Which might actually have been a curse and not so much a time portal that he created, because it might explain the reason why in season 5 Jack has gone 50 years without aging.
All right.
Or that might have something to do with something else that happened in the show that they never explained, really. But
yeah, I don't think that – I think that one goes unexplained. But one of the – go on with the story. I'm sorry.
Anyways, the show does not have any continuity, and that's, I think, one of the weaknesses of the show. But because sometimes they would they reference earlier episodes, so there was some continuity, but there wasn't.
But it's a lot of there are a lot of serialized episodes, yeah.
Yeah, but like some episodes reference other ones, but like some of them possibly could have led to plot points, but they just dropped them. Like the fact that Jack learned the jump good, and he was in a position to actually go through the time portal so he could finish the job, but they just go to the next episode. Like I guess he must have failed. But there were other episodes like the time portal that he found and fought this Matrix-looking dude who was really jacked and up like the Hulk. But apparently he wasn't ready to go into it just yet, so he came too early. But they never explored that little factoid when this fifth season came around, because I guess they wanted to do a completely different story. But so his, I guess Jack's destiny was altered somehow. I don't know, because unless they wanted to do
they do kind of actually explain that what happened is that Aku destroyed it.
Mm.
he destroyed all the time portals. They do mention that, like, and they show a scene in the fifth season where he actually.
I was just kind of hoping it was like one that he didn't know about.
No. Apparently, Aku found out about all the time portals and he destroyed all of them, including the ones that, like, apparently he was destined to go to. He destroyed that one too.
But anyways, the show won a lot of awards for its art direction because the actual character design isn't that impressive. It's everything else about the show that's impressive.
They do go like with kind of the what do you call that stylistic look that looks like they're trying to be cheap, but what they do looks really good to me. Like not having
the word you're looking for is stylized.
Whoa. Stylized, thank you.
Yeah.
For instance, not outlining the characters, which is something completely unique to cartoons. And if you look, most cartoons still do it. But
at Turtles. Well, I mean, the last Turtles episode series, the one from 2004. But those are really thick lines.
Yeah. Indeed.
Yeah. Or Danny Phantom. Oh boy, that's notorious for thick black lines.
I grew to love it, but at first I was like, God damn, I can't look at those characters.
So anyways, season 4 did seem to get a little bit introspective, where they reined it back in and they brought it back to the to Japan, and there was a lot of episodes where he did stuff there, and you also learned like a little bit more about Jack's past, where he apparently knew kung fu. So when characters would make throwaway lines about him using kung fu, it actually made sense, because there was one episode where they paid a tribute to Lupin the Third, which starred a character that was basically an homage to Jigen, who was Lupin's friend. He was the dude with the hat, and he had these tools that used him to that he used to get through the pyramid that had this jewel he was looking for. And Jack was apparently getting it because I guess he needed to power a portal, which he never used because it broke at the end. But Jack was dressed up as a ninja for some reason, but whatever. But that was a cool episode.
Yeah. The things they do with like art, especially in that episode where he's wearing – I think he was wearing white, right? Another guy was black.
That was a different episode.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking of a different episode. Well, there was an episode where I thought he was dressed as a ninja in that one.
There was a ninja versus ninja episode.
Okay.
Where Jack dressed up as a ninja.
Okay, that's what I'm thinking of. And where they basically
used jutsu to fight this other ninja who's a robot.
That's the one of the big differences between the original, like the first four seasons compared to five.
They
everything he fought in the first four seasons.
But they couldn't use blood, so they had robots and a bunch of oil leaking out.
Right.
The only time he actually killed anything was when it was like a mutant or like some kind of creature.
Yeah, but for the most part, it was robots. He killed lots of robots, and in season 5, he kills a person for the first time, and that like actually shocks him. But back to what I was saying about the art style, like the one where he's dressed as a ninja in white and the other guy's in black, they use black and white shadows because the sun's going down during the battle, and it's just really cool how he blends into the black, into the white when it's light, and the other one blends into the black. Just really – they did a lot of really cool artistic stuff with that show, which is why I really liked it.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
one of the things I really liked – and they were really the sound I thought was really good. But one of the things that I really liked was the voice acting in it. They were really minimalistic with it. There'd be episodes where Jack would say maybe one or two words.
Yeah.
Mostly he would do like some grunting or something because he's like fighting, but there was no need for we don't need to explain what's going on to you.
I really like when comic books do that. They'll have a comic or two that will just be expression. You know what I mean? Like you know what the hell's going on, and you don't need dialogue.
Yeah. And I really love Phil Lamar's voice acting as Jack.
Yeah.
But even still, I love those episodes where he doesn't say much at all.
Yeah. Brake, you should try to get him on the show, dude. Sometimes
I think
right.
I think he's talking about it. So I'm just gonna give the score for each season actually, and not just all together. But for the first season I probably get a 6.5. I think a few of the episodes then were kind of clunky. And then I'd go 7.5 for the second season, 8 for the third season, and 8.5 for the fourth. And for the last season, I'm going to give it a 9.5.
Ooh, that good.
For the third season, was that the one that started off with like Star Wars kind of one? The one that was themed after the original Star Wars?
I'm not sure. I mean, basically what I did over the course of several weeks and months was I downloaded a torrent of all the seasons because I couldn't find a copy of the internet online and I didn't have the money to spare anyway. So.
Right.
All right. So I think you can buy the sets or maybe you can buy like one big set, but I'm not sure.
But and another thing I think
buying them all would be a Herculean task probably anyway.
Before we finish, I think we should really talk about the differences between the first four compared to the last one.
Yeah, go ahead.
And I've hinted a little bit about it, about him killing a person for the first time. Basically, the fourth season was made with this in mind, that the people that watched the original show are now adults. So we can get away with blood and more of adult themes.
But even the fifth season shied away from the violence like halfway through. Hmm.
But they do, but then they start dealing with him actually forming a relationship with somebody too, which is something that they hadn't done before. Like he actually falls in love in this season, and I won't spoil anything else as far as that. But there is when the fourth season ended, it ended with like a flashback episode, I think, or he was telling a story or something like that. I can't remember what it was, but it didn't really end with any conclusion. This season does give a conclusion. So the final season is more adult oriented, but they keep with the same art style and the same it's really the same show, but it's not as blood for the most part. Blood and love.
That's good,
two things that are more adult. And I really love the season, and it does get a final ending.
That's why the video games are getting more and more adult oriented. You know, they're understanding. I think the latest stat I saw was the average gamer's 34 now. You know,
well, so. The thing is, like, I don't know if it's still this way, but it used to be like the most gamers on the planet were middle aged women who lived at home.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's still the stat, but it was for a long time because they've, you know, housewives, they got nothing else to do.
Well, they have plenty to do.
They sit around playing games like, you know, those
that's like not entirely
games and stuff online and stuff like that.
That's not entirely fair, Breakman. Women that are at home and men who are at home watching kids definitely have a lot to do. When it comes to
because you're cleaning all the time because the kids are leaving messes all the time.
I said like the what? This is a fact. I didn't make this stat up.
I know what you're saying, Breakman. I think now it breaks down.
Like, it was mostly like women. I'm sure whose kids are like teenagers or adults at this point.
Yeah,
like they're not watching the kids anymore. Like they're just.
Yeah,
you know, they clean the house and it's like, well, I've mopped the floors. What else do I got to do?
I think
play
the way
games online.
Yeah, I think the way the demographics match up now, it's almost 50-50 with the women having a slight edge. If I'm remembering the last study I saw on it, but it's the same thing with cartoons. We're noticing more and more cartoons that are, you know. Built for adults, and that's a good thing. I think we need a little more of that. Like I don't know if you guys read the original mangas of TMNT, but they were pretty violent.
I only saw the first one.
Yeah, they're.
My brother bought like a graphic novel version that had like it was like an omnibus of a couple of different volumes, where it was basically the plot line of the first Turtles live action movie.
Yeah. So what do you, Breakman, what are you giving Samurai
Jack?
Rather,
the movie is the other way around.
As a fan, I don't want to give it a score because I'm too biased.
You just want to taint it.
Wuss.
Yeah.
Hey, you're funny. Frank's tyranny. Go you. You have to have scores on the show. Shut up.
I like scores because they give, especially out of 10, because that's in my opinion, it's a perfect scale, like if you use it correctly. But
yeah, but you know, I'm like, I've been a long time fan, and for me, they gave me a satisfying ending, basically. Yeah. Like this season was really like, yes, I'd kind of always imagined in my head like a more adult Samurai Jack. Like, yeah. I wanted to see the ending, and finally I have an ending. So, like I said, I can't rate it fairly.
Yeah, I wish they would end more series like that. Like, give it a
or they just made series like that to begin with, you know?
All right, guys, I'm going to do a pretty cool review of, hopefully it's cool, of these guys. Let's see. Right here. Yeah, I had the opportunity to see Metallica in concert. I did not expect it. My sister ended up getting a little sick and she couldn't go, but holy fuck, was it awesome, man. Volbeat opened up for him. I don't know if anybody knows who Volbeat is. I think the lead singer is a German, of all things. But I really like them. I think they're, in my view, they're kind of the next Metallica. Let me play a little sample of Volbeat. I'll give them a review. That's Seal the Deal, which they played at the concert. They got a bunch of catchy, really good tunes. I think for an opening band, they were perfect for this tour. I thought they were better than the next band, Avenged Sevenfold. But, you know, I would have given them a solid 8 out of 10 for Volbeat as the opening act. They put on a heck of a show, man. They really do. The next band was Avenged Sevenfold, which you guys may or may not have heard of, but I'll play a little sample of Avenged Sevenfold. Let's do it right here. That's Hail to the King from Avenged Sevenfold. They played fucking Nightmare, Brave Fan, if you're asking me that. Yeah, they did. They played fucking Nightmare. It was actually pretty good. I'm not a huge Avenged Sevenfold, so full disclaimer. I'm not a full fan of theirs. But
who doesn't love that song?
No, I appreciate them as a band. I think they're an important metal band going forward. I think they're kind of picking up the torch for the headliner, which was Metallica. Let me play a little snippet of Metallica. Indulge me for just a second, guys. I think it was
Wait,
awesome.
You've already played a few snippets. How are we indulge?
Well, I'm going to play this snippet.
I think you've already.
I'm going to play this. Awesome solo coming up.
Sounds like Doom.
Hang on. That's Master of Puppets from Metallica, an older tune. They played some new shit, which I'm really impressed with. Hardwired to Self-Destruct is their new album that they're promoting. To answer your question, Breakman, I never I haven't moshed in years, and there was no way in hell I was going to get anywhere near a mosh pit now. Dungeon Buster says, Creeping Death. That's my favorite song of all time. I opened with that dungeon. That's my favorite song of all time, Creeping Death. They played that. I think right after that song, though, they had a rain delay, like a lightning delay, and the only thing I could think about Dungeon Buster was man, would it be so cool if they played Ride the Lightning when the lightning was actually going on right over the stadium. If you go online, you can check out a ton of pictures that they have from that delay. It was about a 25 minute delay or thereabouts. And you could see some wicked pictures of lightning over the stadium. I started in section 526, which is like nosebleed, furthest you could be from the stage. I ended up in section 103, which is very near the stage. Dungeon Buster says, I love Orion 2. That's great instrumental. Rob Trujillo did play that at the concert, which was, it was flawless. It was like Cliff Burton was on stage, playing Orion. They played a lot of their old tunes. The rain delay did cause them to miss out on playing Nothing Else Matters, which is probably one of my least favorite Metallica songs. So it was no big loss. But Dungeon Buster, when they came back on stage, and you know the audience that's listening, all of two people, they did play Ride the Lightning, and the lightning was going on in the background, like you could see the lightning. It was pretty fantastic. I wish I had my video of it. My phone died out about two songs into the set, but they played a full set minus the Nothing Else Matters to their credit. So I mean, they could have threw out three or four songs, but they played all the hits: Enter Sandman, One. Some stuff off of Kill 'Em All. They played off of all of their albums, so they did a pretty good job of incorporating the biggest of the bigs and a couple of surprising tunes. But yeah, it was a great concert. It wasn't the best concert I've ever been to, but it's up there in my top five for sure. I would give it a 9 out of 10. I really liked it. It was really good. So 9 out of 10 for the concert. I know we don't do very many concert reviews on the show, but that was one that I thought that people might enjoy. Metallica's my favorite band. I've seen them now probably 6-7 times. Various
really?
Places.
They're your favorite band? We couldn't tell. Yeah. You guys couldn't tell, right?
No, not at all. I don't want to play any more Metallica anything, but if you guys want, I can definitely do it. They played Call of Cthulhu. They did not play Thing That Should Not Be, which is another favorite of mine. That was a little disappointing, but I mean, you got
how long
think.
Did they play?
They got on. Let's see, Volbeat played for about an hour. Avenged Sevenfold played for about an hour and 20 minutes, I'd say. Metallica played a good two hour set, dude. They played a lot of songs.
That's pretty kick ass. Hour set. That's amazing.
The concert started at 6 and it ended around midnight. So it was a hefty concert, man. It was nice. I enjoyed it. I did not expect to be there, but I was there. All right. And if you're interested, I can throw you guys some more tweets on Twitter with some video and some audio of all the bands, some pictures where I started, where I ended. So if you guys want any more of that, just tweet me at Frank Branches and I'll give you some video. It was a good concert. I enjoyed it. All right. You fucking ass. Breakman.
Well, I didn't say it.
All right. Let's move on to our free-for-all topic. We've been talking about the Mummy in chat. We've been talking Marvel. We've been talking to DC. I'm wondering, do you guys like the dark universe that Universal is doing with the monsters, the old monsters, starting with the Mummy? And are there any other universes that you would really love to see on screen, like as a universe? For me, The Dark Universe is what I've been waiting for forever. I like the old, Dracula movies and Wolfman and all that stuff. So I like what they're doing with it. I just hope that they keep doing it and it's pretty successful. I think that's pretty awesome.
How about a Dracula movie that isn't an embarrassment?
Yeah, I would agree with that. For sure.
I kind of liked Bram Stoker's Dracula film, but it had problems.
Oh, man, that's a great movie. The biggest problem with that movie is Keanu Reeves.
I like the original Bram Stoker. Yeah. But anything they do has got to be better than Van Helsing.
Just ever since that movie, there has not been a good Dracula movie.
No, I agree. There really hasn't. They tried with Dracula Untold, and that was awful. I think the problem with doing the Monster Universe movie is the fact that it's it really is an R-rated universe. You know what I mean? You can't really delve into the themes of all those for a modern audience, without making it rated R, and I think it could succeed.
The Mummy is PG-13. I never checked the ratings.
Yeah, The Mummy's PG-13. I think that was a missed opportunity. I think
made a joke on Twitter about how Tom Cruise can't escape a bad movie.
Yeah, it's tough.
Because he's always running, because Dungeon Buster says he's always running his films.
He does have some good movies, though, so that's, Tom Cruise is a decent actor. I don't have the hate for Tom Cruise.
I never watched people. The Return of the Mummy or The Mummy Tomb of the Dragon Emperor, or the fuck that was called.
No, those movies suck. The only good one was the 99 Mummy with
Frasier.
Yeah, it was fun. I really enjoyed that movie. But I'm still going to go see it. It's another popcorn movie, I guess. It looks decent enough. I really want to see Wonder Woman. The DC Universe, if they follow the Wonder Woman model, I think that universe has a chance. If they continue the path that they're going with, like, Batman versus Superman, Suicide Squad, it's not going to work. The Marvel Cinematic Universe definitely has everything it takes to succeed. It's got interesting characters, although formulaic with origins, etc. But I, at the very least, there's good stories in there.
I would prefer them go formulaic as opposed to them go like fucking crazy and then give us stupid shit like another Van Helsing type thing.
Yeah.
For like that may be the worst representation of Frankenstein's monster I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's awful. It was awful, man. I agree with you 100% on that break. That Van Helsing was terrible. It was not good.
I mean, I just use that as like a reference. I don't mean to derail what we're talking about.
No, for sure.
I don't want them to go that direction. Yeah. I would prefer formulaic.
Do you think it'd be hard for them to do the Creature from the Black Lagoon though?
They're doing
it. I think if you get a good writer or a good couple writers, not too many, which is I think a problem a lot of movies get, is they get too many people writing,
So
nobody ever agrees. There's always an argument or something like that. But if they get a good written story, they could do something different. It doesn't have to be formulaic. It's just
Dungeon Buster.
That's why I left it.
They just need to reboot Van Helsing and just make us forget about the other one.
Yeah, Dungeon Buster is exiled for liking that movie, man. That movie's awful. Here's a question for you.
Instead of resurrecting Van Helsing, Eric, will you just get action Helsing?
Eric, hang on. Monk, I'm going to ask you this question first, and we'll go around the table here. What would be the most shocking universe to you that you could see being successful? Is Monk even there?
I'm here. No,
wouldn't be the normal cinematic universe that
you mean of the horror monsters, right?
No, anything. Any universe that you would like to see a cinematic universe for that most people really aren't thinking about.
I want a Mega Man universe. I've already talked about that like a billion times.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
I want good Mega Man movies.
Yeah. Yeah. What about you, Mug?
Trying to think of like an old comic that I would, that I'd seen before.
Yeah.
God, it's been so long since I read comics.
Freak interrupts with Legend of Zelda.
Ooh, that's a great one. That's really good, Freak. What about you, Eric? Anything that you really want to see as a cinematic live action universe?
I was going to say Contra, but I think Rambo kind of does that anyway. Yeah. But without aliens. And Alien, the first Predator movie is pretty much Contra anyway.
Yeah. You were saying, Brake?
I didn't mean to interrupt.
That's right.
I'm sorry. I was just saying good versions of these. I'm just clarifying. So we want like a good Legend of Zelda.
Yeah.
Because, oh my God, I could see Hollywood destroying Legend of Zelda.
Oh, yeah. I could see it too.
Dungeon Buster, like the CDI Zeldas, and it's the worst thing ever.
Dungeon Buster brought up a good one earlier. Like, they kind of set it up in Hellboy. I think that would be pretty damn good, man. A Hellboy cinematic universe, I think, would work really well. And the new actor they got is really good, too. He's the actor off of Stranger Things, the sheriff in Stranger Things. So I think...
Oh, yeah.
I think he'll be fine as Hellboy. I do understand the hate for... not recasting.
I think everybody's just mad because that's like the only movie he didn't die in.
Yeah, yeah.
Can they not recast Perlman because Perlman's getting too old?
Well, no, they. I don't know what went on there, but I think obviously Perlman would be fine doing it again.
Please don't take away the one character that Ron Perlman survives.
I know.
He dies in everything.
Yeah.
It's almost as bad as the other actor. I can't remember his name now.
Yeah. I would...
Sean Bean.
Yeah.
Thanks for making me remember. He pretty much dies in everything.
Yeah. I would really, really like to see something like... Jesus Christ, man. Sorry, guys. End up throwing this phone out the fucking window.
That seems a little harsh. Why don't you just, like, turn the volume down?
Dude, I can't.
I mean, you don't have to throw it out the window.
Fuck this phone, man.
Are you that rich or something?
Sorry, guys. He's going to keep calling. Fuck. There.
Hello?
Jesus Christ.
I think that it's time to leave.
Yeah. No, it's not, because we're going to talk about something else here real quick.
Oh.
A cinematic universe that I would really like to see is the DC Dark Universe, live action. I want to see Swamp Thing. I know Mug's probably in agreement with that. A really good adaptation of Swamp Thing would be, I think, pretty fantastic. They have to go rated R with it, though, again. Anything really adult, Freak 5 says, see, if Frank was qualified to be a podcast host, he would have his phone on silent. I'm not really used to this setting, so I don't have my podcasting room or anything right now, so I'm usually pretty prepared for the show, but, you know.
What about like doing a movie on The Witcher, but done well?
There's going to be a Witcher movie.
There is.
By that, I mean, like, not done in Hollywood, because Hollywood would fuck it up.
Well, I mean, Hollywood actually puts out some really good things.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You just need a good writer. Yeah. Like, there are too many, like, cash-in movies. And I think that's what happened with – I think that's what Van Helsing was all about. Yeah. Was like, let's just put as many monsters as we can in this, and let's cash in on it. we'll find a way to use them all.
Yeah. Freak 5 says, Dead or Alive Beach Volleyball. I'm down for that.
Dead or Alive – hilarious.
Yeah. The Xanth series or Discworld. I don't know what those are, Freak, but I'm sure they would be fine.
Are you talking about Dead or Alive, the games, or the movie?
Well, the games, but he wants a cinema. We're talking about cinematic universes. But I think, oh yeah, The Wheel of Time for sure, Freak 5. a Major League cinematic universe would be awesome, Dungeon Buster. It just takes the story of each of the characters. That would be – you got to bring back Wesley Snipes, though, for sure. Which, by the way
– Dragon Lab.
Yeah. Which, by the way, why don't they do another fucking Blade movie and add it to the Marvel Cinematic Universe? I think that would be fantastic. I think that'd be good, man. Especially right now when a lot of
– Who owns the rights to that?
I think Marvel does, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, the other movie – who were the movies made by with Wesley?
With Marvel or just...
I don't remember who the studio was. But
that's what I mean.
I think it was Sony. They,
or yeah. Is it still owned by Sony then?
No, it's not. It was not. The Blade ones were done, like, as far as I know, with Marvel retaining the cinematic rights.
Oh, well, that's good.
That's what I was led to understand.
I honestly wish that that Fox would work with Marvel just like Sony's working with Marvel, and everybody would be happy. Because can you imagine, Breakman, an X-Men Avengers crossover? How fucking cool would that be?
I'm fine with Disney not owning every Marvel character that movie rights that other studios currently have, because all they would need to do is get the directors for some of the films together.
No, I'm not fine with it.
I don't know, because...
Unless you're suggesting, like, studio interference plays too much role in that.
No, well, that for sure.
That's why it wouldn't work.
That for sure.
Well, for instance, one of my problems is it isn't the complete Marvel universe, which is really what they wanted to have. But they don't have mutants.
They don't have mutants.
They're using Inhumans as like a substitute for them, and science experiments and stuff like that. But
they don't.
But it always feels like it's like an incomplete universe.
Yeah, thing. They don't. They don't have the Fantastic Four, which is a huge part of the Infinity Gauntlet storyline, which I love. The fact that everything's been leading up to the Infinity Gauntlet storyline is fantastic to me. I really wish they would have done a Thanos quest movie and kind of established how he's gotten all these gems. But, you know, maybe they'll do that in the future. But the Fantastic Four is one. The X-Men is another. Like, everybody was involved in this Infinity Gauntlet saga. So I was really hoping that they would have had a deal with Fox to bring over the Fantastic Four, Doctor Doom, you know, a bunch of those old characters that were involved in that storyline. I know it's impossible to get everybody because of all the, you know, legalities and stuff like that. But, you know, hey, we can hope. Spider-Man was, you know, a Sony lockdown for the longest. And, you know, and they obviously knew the value of bringing over Spider-Man to the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So I'm excited for that. You know, a Dark Universe movie the DC ones, like who was in that animated
John movie? Constantine.
Constantine, which I thought was awesome in that movie. You hit the nail on the head with that, Mug. Swamp Thing.
Satana. Swamp Thing.
Yep.
Constantine, Felix Faust.
Yep, Faust was in there. Yeah.
I'm like, you know, the only like regular world, you know, superheroes that made an appearance were Batman and a quick cameo by Green Lantern.
Yeah. They can bring Green Lantern into that too. I think that's a way of handling Green Lantern the right way too. They've really fucked up Green Lantern in that universe, and it sucks that he's not going to be involved in the Justice movie. I think anyways, I'm glad that they threw in Flash, but I would have liked to seen Green Lantern instead of Cyborg, to be honest with you. I don't find Cyborg all that appealing as a character. I know there's a lot more to his character than, you know, he's a cyborg, but,
Cyborg.
There's also the diversity factor.
Yeah, but they can be diverse with other characters. You know,
I've always kind of liked Cyborg. Why are you always so mean? Cyborg's okay. What did he do to you?
Cyborg's okay. He's just there.
Sorry, man, I'm just giving you hell. Yeah, you're allowed to like, dislike any character you want.
Like, you couldn't really take the one character of color, take him out, and replace him with another white guy.
No,
I expect people to be like, "Yay, that sounds great."
Well, look, there's plenty of characters from the DC universe that they could put in his place. Man.
Make a Booster Gold movie where it's about him just clubbing his way out of all kinds of situations.
Yeah. What about
being more of a dick than the like, hero?
Realistically, though, how many black superheroes are there in the DC universe?
In DC, not very many, to be honest with you. Cyborg's one, obviously. I'm sure I'll miss. Green Lantern. There's a version of Green Lantern that's African American.
Let's just make a new Green Lantern and just make him a different Green Lantern.
Yeah, that would be cool. That would fit right in, to be honest with you. In the Marvel Universe, who do you guys want to see that hasn't been announced or shown for the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
I like Eric's idea of Booster Gold.
Booster Gold? Okay.
I think that'd be pretty awesome.
As to your Marvel question, why don't they do a Nate Gray movie?
Okay, that sounds decent. What about you, Mug? Who would you like to see in the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
God, I'm trying to think. Just for shits and giggles, Howard the Duck.
We've already seen Howard the Duck, and
they have
no.
Kid.
I mean, Blaze
Guardians.
No, I mean like actually giving him a
I thought we're talking DC.
Well, both DC and Marvel. And Marvel Marvel. My choice would be She-Hulk. I think She-Hulk would be an awesome character in the Marvel Universe. I would also
have to think about Marvel.
Yeah, Marvel, I'd also like to see Death. Yeah, that's for sure. I'm sure we'll get a chance to see Death.
What about like a Cable movie? I mean, he's going to be in the second Deadpool movie.
Yes,
but what about his own movie?
Freak 5 says Squirrel Girl. I'd totally be down for that, although I did hear that Squirrel Girl is an animated universe at some point, which is cool. Squirrel.
I got Superior Spider-Man.
Yeah, which one?
That's basically Peter Parker's body with Dr. Octopus' head brain.
Which Spider-Man is that?
Superior Spider-Man.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Isn't that the one where his suit kind of has legs on it now?
Yeah, it's like a red and yellow suit. If I'm
no, you're talking about the Iron Spider. That's different.
Oh yeah, no. Freak 5 says Lobo. That would be fantastic. I've seen.
Oh god, that'd be crazy.
Yeah, that really.
And I don't know. They'd probably, if they made him the hero, they'd do everything they could to kind of make him like nicer.
Yeah.
I think they'd soften him up, and he's.
Well, he does kind
of
turn good.
Shit.
Yeah.
At one point, he did turn good.
You know, movie.
But that's not the way Lobo is.
Yeah, right? I know.
If we
can, they had Jonah Hex, and look how that turned out.
Yeah, they should have did better with Jonah Hex. Jonah Hex is a good comic. Another one that I would like to see is Mobius. But I don't. If we don't get a Blade movie, then let's get a Mobius movie. Why not, man? You know. There's some other ones in there. I'd like to see a decent Ghost Rider movie, an actual good Ghost Rider movie.
What about an Etrigan movie?
Freak said Lobo movie would be kind of like Deadpool. But Deadpool is – he's charming. He's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
So when he's being a fucking asshole, he's being funny about it.
Yeah.
Lobo's being funny sometimes, but usually he's just talking about drinking beer.
Yeah.
While he's killing everybody.
Yeah. He's like an evil Thor in a way, sort of.
He's more powerful than that, though.
Yeah.
Like, Lobo is really overpowered, too.
Lobo is overpowered. He really is. I don't know. I can't think of very many more. If you guys can think of more, if you're listening out on the internet or in chat, let us know some more. And maybe that's a – we'll come up with like a top 10 like movies.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like an older Marvel character because Superior Spider-Man is really just one story for the most part.
Yeah. How about we do that, guys? We come up with we each come up with like three – it doesn't necessarily have to be superhero movies, but three movies that we want to see for next week as our free-for-all. I think that'd be kind of fun. Like, what do we...
I also wanted to talk about, like, the TV shows that all had their finales.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We'll talk about that next week. How about that?
I doubt that because next week we're going to be talking about E3.
Ah, shit. That's right. We'll be talking about
E3. Unless we can get an interview going with Laura.
Yeah.
We should do, like, a long episode for
E3. I'm totally down. You down, Mug, for a longer episode next week for E3?
Possibly.
Possibly.
Mario's taking a nap.
He's like, fuck that, man. This show is sucking me dry.
I feel like I've dominated a lot of the show. I feel bad.
No, don't
feel bad, man.
Everybody has their shining moments, man. This happens to be yours. All right, man. Yeah, Freak 5 says, catch Frank next week. How about that? All right.
Freak, why do you encourage him? Why?
You enabler.
All right, let's do our plugs, guys. It's really hot up here. I'm sweating like a fucking, I don't know, goddamn hippo in Africa.
He's going to be in California next week. But when is he going to be in Colorado?
I have no idea. That's a good question.
Are you visiting Frank?
So it's like Freak like the Inquisition. You never know when he comes around. So you can't.
He's catching me doing bad podcasting habits, like not turning the phone down.
I thought he was going to show up at your house and do a live episode. Like, what the hell?
I'm
disappointed in you, Freak.
Yeah.
Disappointed.
All right, guys.
I would shoot him if he showed up on the doorstep.
All right. It's the guy. He's here.
Mug, let's do our plugs, man. Mug, plugs, please.
Who goes first?
On Twitter, at Moriamug, MoriaMug, though I rarely use it these days.
Yeah. All right. Breakman, what are your
officer,
plugs?
Officer, he's at my door, and he swears he knows me, but he's actually very dangerous. you should fire on sight.
Yeah.
Just to be safe.
Yeah. All right.
And you can follow me at Break_man and at RPGrinders.
All right. Eric.
You can find me on Twitter at EricRPG, and I do have a Facebook page, but I'm not sure you want to go there. But
I have a Facebook page I would never use.
Yeah, I'm not big on Facebook, but yeah.
You could also find reviews on sites I've written for, like BostonBastardRadio.com, TotallyGN.com, HonestGamers.com, and VogueNetwork.com.
Yeah. All right, my plugs are as followed, at Frank Branches on the Twitter. Make sure you tell us your movies that you want to see. Maybe I'll give out a prize. I've got a couple of things in the old RP Grinders prize vault that I can surely send to you. At RP Grinders, of course, Breakman said it. Go check out Volbeat. I think they're an up-and-coming band that's going to be super successful in the future. I think they do a good job. They're good in concert. So that's about it. And let's see, what else? Nope, nothing else. Okay, anything else, guys?
Oh, yeah, I had a video for Pepsi Fire.
Yeah, check that out
on my YouTube. Funny.
Is that a new flavor of Pepsi? Like,
yeah, Pepsi Fire.
Yeah, it's like cinnamon flavored, and it's really it tastes like it's flat. And bland. It's not very good at all.
Ugh, that sounds gross.
Yeah. Oh. All right.
It doesn't live up to its name at all. I'm kind of disappointed.
All right, guys. I'm glad
I gave up those caffeinated drinks long ago.
Yeah, and another thing, too, I get off of soda for, like, several weeks, and I only have, like, soda twice a week, and I don't really like it anymore.
Yeah.
My body doesn't enjoy it like it used to.
That's good, because it's just those drinks are good in moderation, but I think there's an addiction to caffeine.
Fine enough, but I like Dr. Pepper Cherry a lot more. I can't find Cherry all the time.
Yeah. All right, guys, I think that's going to do it for us this week before I pass out. Until next week, stay safe this weekend. Until then, we are out. Later, guys. Thanks for joining. Thanks, chat. Thanks for all of our active listeners on the internet. Thank you so much. Mug didn't get a chance to play harmonica today.